Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Wharton. Last week, Paul taught Taking the Lead. Today, Paul will be teaching Ready for Battle. Let's join Paul now as he teaches Ready for Battle.
This is Paul Wharton,
and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I hope and pray that everybody is enjoying this teaching as much as I am, and I hope everybody is learning something from it, and the things that we're learning that we're applying to our lives, and that we can be successful on this dream and on this vision that God has placed in each and one of our hearts. We've been talking about different people in the Old Testament, how God gave them a covenant, how God gave them promises, how God said He would be there to help them, to lead them, to guide them, to make the dream and the vision that God placed in their heart a reality, and how it did become a reality, because they did trust in the promises of God, and that they put forth the effort that God expected them to do to make that dream and reality possible. And last time we were together, we were talking about taking the lead, where Jacob was told by God to go back to his land, that everything would be good, that he'd be blessed, and that he's got a dream and a vision for Jacob to fulfill. So, but Jacob didn't listen to the promises of God. Jacob didn't trust into him. So he organized his family into three groups to meet Esau, because he thought Esau was going to meet him and, of course, kill him. And then learn how we are not a servant of our circumstances. We don't need to bow or bend in the face of the enemy. There are powerful prophetic words that have been spoken over us by God Himself. Because He said, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath." And as we know that Jacob was going to send his family on and servants on, and hopefully that they could appease Esau, and that, you know, offer him gifts and whatever to appease him. But Esau finally learned that he could trust what God told him, and that God told him that He would be with him. So he went ahead and he met him. And when Esau saw Jacob, Esau ran to Jacob, embraced him, and kissed him. That is what we need to do too. We don't need to look at our fears and our problems, because God's there to help us. God's there to strengthen us. Our power is not in ourselves. Our power is in God and in the Holy Spirit. All we have to do is trust God and to claim these promises. And today I'd kind of like to talk about getting ready for battle. The truth of Jacob's circumstances is revealed in Genesis 32 and 28. Jacob was not a weak, defeated, fearful person who needed to run, compromise, and bow before men. He was a son of God who was called, ordained, and given the power to meet every circumstance in life. And so are we. We are the same. It was not just for Abraham or Jacob or Isaac or any of them. It's for all of us. The angel said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Was Jacob somewhat special that God would do this for him? Is God a respecter of persons? Would he give one of his children the power to overcome the circumstances of life and not provide the same ability to another? Of course he wouldn't. What God did for Jacob, he has done for you and I. He is just waiting for us to view our circumstances from his perspective, to see ourselves as you really are in him, and to advance fearlessly to embrace your destiny. Like Jacob, we have within us the power to face every challenge. This supernatural power is ours through our birth and the family of God. When you received Christ, your spiritual name was changed. Your nature was changed. As a child of the King, you have power with God sufficient to prevail in every situation. Life is made up of circumstances. Some are good, others are bad. Nearly every person reading these words and hearing these words has some spiritual battle going on in their lives, some adverse circumstances to overcome, and some victories that need to be won. If not, and you have a temporary spite, be aware that battle is sure to come in the future. It is a fact of the Christian life that we will experience battles. In 2 Timothy 3:12, it says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." The devil will try to attack you, so be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. That's in 1 Peter 5:8. You will experience trials. Beloved, think ye not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. And if you notice the difference we have, the world faces trials. Everybody faces problems, situations, dreadful things. But the difference between them and the difference between us is we have the Holy Spirit and the promises of God to help us. So we don't have to be left alone. We are not orphaned. We are there for God's enjoyment. So God will help us. God will give us the strength and the things that we need to face these challenges. Right about now, you may be thinking, this isn't a very encouraging devotion today, talking about negative things like battles, difficult circumstances, and trials. But we will face these things on the road to our destiny, and we need to be prepared. Remember that the purpose of this meditations is to prepare you to fulfill your destiny. The encouraging truth is that God's word has promised that you will be victorious in every situation, because in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And that's a good promise from God in Romans 8:37. So we need to claim this promise today, because it is our promise given to us by God Almighty. All we have to do is claim it. All we have to do is act upon it, because that power is there. It says in the Bible, you know, that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And trust me, every one of us are weak, and we are nothing without the help of God in our lives. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you for these promises. Father, I thank you that you are there to help us, to strengthen us, and to help us to fulfill our destiny on this dream and this vision that you have placed within our heart. Father, I thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. And Father, we are weak. We are nothing without you and without your help. And Father, I pray that you will strengthen everyone that is listening to this, that you will touch their hearts and to help them to know they have these promises. All they have to do is claim them and accept them in the name of Jesus, because Father, they are our promises to us. You love us so much that you are willing to do what needs to be done to help us. We are never alone because you are there as our strength and our help and our shield. And Father, I thank you for that. And I pray that this knowledge will become real in our hearts to each and every one of us. I pray. And Father, I thank you that we can come to you in the time of need and that you are there to help us. Father, be with each and every one and bless this teaching, I pray, and help it to help people to grow. I ask you in Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoy studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Ready for Battle. Join Paul next week as he teaches, How Long Will It Take? Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.